The Morning After the Storm. This is Murphy Gibbons. On Monday morning, September the 15th, 1919, guests at the Nueces Hotel found 2 feet of water in the lobby. Outside was a mess of jumbled houses, cars, boats, bales of cotton, bodies of horses, cows, and people covered with oil. All day, distressed people showed up looking for missing family members. A man came to the hotel who had floated with his wife and baby for hours and finally lost them. A boy came in who had seen his mother, father, and sisters drown. Many of those who drowned washed ashore at White Point. Rescuers there found a woman's body hanging by her hair in a mesquite tree. They found a woman dead on a roof, her hair tangled in nails. They found a dead cow tied to a rope. At the other end of the rope was the body of a woman. Bodies were stacked up 50 at a time for burial. Among the survivors were 10-year-old Ted Fuller and his sister Esther. They washed up at White Point. Their father and brother survived, but their mother and aunt drowned. Mrs. Bob Hall survived, washed ashore at White Point. Mrs. Percy Reed survived and found her husband and 5-year-old son alive. Mr. Helcher, who yelled, "Goodbye, I'll see you in the morning," survived, as did his wife and daughter. Martial law was declared and National Guardsmen patrolled to prevent looting. Relief kitchens served meals at the courthouse, at the Presbyterian Church on the Bluff, and at the high school, where Mary Carroll was in charge. Property damage was estimated at $20 million. The equivalent today would be $296 million. The official death toll was 284, but many believed it was between 500 and 600, or even more, because so many unidentified bodies were buried in mass graves, and because the city took great pains trying to lower the death toll for fear it would damage efforts to obtain a deep water port. This is the sixth in a series on the 1919 storm. I'll talk more about it next week. This is Murphy Gibbons.